It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The shortening of probably to prawly is old enough and well-established enough that it already appears in the Oxford English Dictionary.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Good morning, Rena.
Probably. It became probably quite a while ago, and now online anyway, I'm seeing a lot of prawlies. What's the deal?
You're right that we have sort of two shortenings that happen there. First, we lose a syllable, so we get probably going to probably, and I think I say that a lot. And then you will get further simplification of that cluster, the consonant cluster, to prawly. The Oxford English Dictionary has a citation as early as 1922 in written literature. It often appears in quoted speech in literature. Now, there's a great term for this in linguistics, which is, I think, appropriately difficult to say, and it is haplology.
Spell that.
H-A-P-L-O-L-O-G-Y.
I heard a lol in there.
There is a lol in there, and I think that haplology perhaps should undergo haplology and get rid of a syllable in there. So haplology, which goes back to 1893, was coined by linguists, is a contraction of a word where you lose a sound or a syllable that is identical or very similar to a syllable or sound that comes right after it. An example we've talked about before is February becoming February. Then there are some great historical examples. So the country England comes from Angleland, the land of the Angles. And so you had Angleland with the L-A-L-A right next to each other, and that simplified. Another nice example is that the word humbly used to be humble plus L-Y, which is humblely.
That's a mouthful.
It is. So what we do is we get rid of one syllable and we get humbly.
But we don't always do that. Sometimes we throw extra syllables in. And the one that I'm thinking of is one that I didn't know I was saying wrong, and it's rigmarole.
I really wanted to be rigmarole.
Yes.
So this one I looked into rigmarole, and I'm going to have to say that slowly so I don't add that extra syllable, goes back to 1736, and it seems to come from the phrase ragman's role. And ragman was a game that involved pulling items out of a roll of writing that was called a ragman. And this eventually came to refer to a list or a catalog. And then you could say, oh, the whole ragman's roll, the whole ragman roll, rigmarole. There we are.
And we also want to do an in athlete, an extra athlete, don't we?
We do, or triathlete. Linguists call this process epenthesis, and it can involve adding a vowel in between consonants to make it easier to say. It can also involve adding a consonant, and a nice historical example here is that empty used to be E-M-T-I, M-T, but when you say that, you often get a P right in the middle of that, and so eventually it came to be spelled with a P as empty.
Like a hamster.
I really want to put a P into hamster when I spell it, because I say it with a P in it.
I'm sure everybody does. As always, Anne, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rena.